Hey everyone, Michael Sparks here. It's the Amsoil Dealer Training Call. It's Monday, April 13th, 2015. We're excited for you to be on our call this week. This week's call, we're going to talk about your website and how to maximize online sales. But first, you got 2 days to get your tax filed. We just did ours today. We're down to the wire, and we like it that way. But it's our national duty to pay our taxes, and so we went and did that, and we're about to write a big old hefty check to Uncle Sam to keep this train moving slow down the track, as they say. So be thankful that you have a home-based business so that you can maximize your tax strategies for doing your share, but as well as taking all that you're due to by having a home-based business. So if you're not maximizing your taxes, it's always a good time, especially this time of year, to figure out how to maximize your savings, your deductions, incorporating your home-based business, your Amsoil business, into your tax strategies. We've talked about this on several calls. You can go to our dealer training website. It's just go to www.lube-direct.com, then click on the link that says dealer training website. And there's a little search box in there if you want to learn about taxes. I've interviewed several tax preparers, some that specialize in home-based businesses, talking about this. So just go in there and type taxes and see what you come up with in the search box, and I think you'll find a few shows that I've done on taxes and tax savings for your home business. If you have any questions, give myself a call or hit me up on email. Be glad to steer you in the right direction and give you some good tools to maximize your tax savings. But again, this week we're going to talk about your website, how to maximize your online sales. We all know today that many people are using the internet for research. I think, as a matter of fact, that's how I found out about Amsoil, is by doing research online, and this was back in 2000. The internet was, I wouldn't say brand new, but it was in its infancy at that time. And I still think we're in our infancy on what the internet is capable of doing. I would have never thought back in 2000 of what was available and the amount of business that I was able to obtain from having online strategies for my Amsoil business. It's been really, really good, and I can't say that I'm an internet expert by no means. I am, so don't think that I am. But I do try to have an online presence. I love social media, and part of having an online presence is having a website. If you don't have a website, you need to get one. And if you have a not-so-good website, you need a better one. And if you need to spend some money to do that, I think it can be worth it to increase your Amsoil business this year. So consider spending some time and effort on building an online business. Many of the ways to get customers can be done for free, like especially with the social media. But tonight I want to talk briefly about having an effective website. And what I mean by effective is one that works by helping you get new customers and accounts. These are customers that you wouldn't have gotten otherwise just because you have an Amsoil website. Online, you know, there's hundreds or probably thousands of Amsoil dealer websites, and most are probably not very effective. The key to being effective is one that can be easily found, one that shows up in search engine, and one that converts prospects to customers. Just having a website doesn't mean that it's working. So there's a few updates that is getting ready to happen in the next couple of days with Google. Everybody knows Google is the number one search engine in the entire world. It outranks every other search platform. All the other ones together do not equal Google. You know, Google's so cool that you can go on there with the Google Maps and drive down somebody's street. I do that all the time. It's pretty interesting. So I think Google's if I were going to focus on being found on the internet, I would be focusing on being found on Google. So Google is expected to roll out an algorithm update over the next 2 weeks, which is actually by April 21st is when it's supposed to be coming out. So it's within 2 weeks. And there was some information that was put out. I'm going to read this here. Panda and Penguin, these were updates that were launched a couple of years ago. In most cases, sites have caught up with these conversions that people were getting penalized for having the wrong stuff on their websites or having black hat SEO, what they called it. And so Google is always changing what they're doing. They're trying to make it user-based. They want the user to have the best experience. So people that are trying to be found on Google, they're changing it constantly. And so what they're coming out with is a mobile algorithm, which is they're going to prioritize websites that are mobile-friendly. And in this update, mobile is the future with searching. Many, many people today use smartphones and tablets and other handheld devices. And many of these devices automatically use your location for searching. So if I'm in Clarksville, Tennessee, where I happen to live, and I Google off of my smartphone AMSOIL, I'm going to come up with a different search than with somebody standing in Seattle, Washington that Googles AMSOIL. They might find local results in that area, and I'm, of course, find local results in my own area. So what Google is going to do, they're going to penalize websites that are not mobile friendly, which means they don't show, you can't, if you have a smartphone or a tablet or something like that, and you've been to a website and you can't quite navigate around, you have to blow it up with your fingers, the little boxes to click to places are too hard to find, and it goes all over the page. They're going to penalize those type of websites. So people that have mobile friendly websites are going to get a favorable action in Google. And I'm guaranteeing you that most AMSOIL dealers are not on board with the mobile friendly website. And tonight we're going to talk a little bit about one of the things that I am doing to make my website more mobile friendly. If you follow me on Facebook, you know that 2 weeks ago I broke my website. I didn't actually break it. It still works, but I uploaded a new theme, is what they call in WordPress, and it didn't look like it looked before. So I'm working on having that change. But having a mobile friendly website is what I was going after, and I thought, well, I'm just going to upload this mobile-friendly design theme, and it's just going to work. Well, it just didn't work. And so one of the best types of websites that I know for driving traffic to your website and getting new business is one that is based off a blog-style website. And a blog is all that is a website that's easily able to be updated with information, and most blog style websites have a lot of content on it that are relevant to what you're trying to put out there. For instance, if you're going to talk about AMSOIL, you're going to talk about synthetic lubricants, so your website's going to be about synthetic lubrication and filtration. Number one, the thing I like is that the websites that I like are based off of WordPress, but there are others that are out there, Joomla and several others. I can't think of right now, but I use WordPress, and I happen to like it, number one, because it's free to use. It's an open source, which means that you can download the platform that runs WordPress for free. Of course, you have to pay for hosting, and you have to have a domain name, but the actual program is free. Unlike if you had, Microsoft Office, you have to pay for that because it's owned by Microsoft. There's another company out there that has a thing that's similar to Microsoft Office. It's called OpenOffice, and it's a free thing that's just like Microsoft Office, but it's free. It's open source. People designed it to run like Office, but it's really not Office. Well, WordPress is free. It's open source, which means it's designed and developed by a collaboration of thousands or tens of thousands of people all over the world. They have actually created this for free for us to use. So I like WordPress because it's free. There are many people that know how to design and use it and work with it. That's number two. Number three, it can be easily changed. And number four, it's easy to add new content to drive traffic to your site. Tonight I'm going to have Bruce Wattman on. He's a little bit familiar with WordPress. We've designed some sites together on that. And Bruce, you there?
Yeah, I'm here, Michael.
Hey, Bruce. Appreciate you getting on tonight, a little bit chat with us. You've developed a few WordPress sites. Can you give us your thoughts on, you know, why WordPress is a good way to make a website, especially for AMSOIL?
Yeah, Michael, thanks for the invitation to talk with everyone. As you just mentioned, one of the pillars probably of marketing your AMSOIL business is to have an internet presence. And that can, you know, take many different forms. And, you know, I call it a permanent way is to have an AMSOIL website, because that thing is working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, advertising your business. And, for the cost of it, it's obviously probably one of the best investments that you can make in your AMSOIL business. And, as you just mentioned, there are some variety of different blogging tools or templates or software that you can use. And as you mentioned, probably the most popular one is WordPress. The other one you were thinking of is Joomla, and Drupal is the other one.
Drupal, that's it. Okay, good, yeah.
There's some other ones, maybe a Blogger or a Typepad. There might be some other more smaller ones, but those are probably the three more popular ones. And you don't really need a lot of computer knowledge to set these up, because all the stuff has already been designed for you. I mean, in the old days, when I became an AMSOIL dealer, I was fairly internet/computer savvy, and I had already, knew or had been taking classes on HTML programming. So my original website, was all based on HTML. And it gets a lot, when you start building up a few hundred pages of that stuff, it takes a while to edit it correctly and then, replace different things in there. But, WordPress, you can easily... I'll say easily, Michael, you can easily change the theme, or the layout of your site if you have the proper theme and you know what you're doing. Sometimes, if you make a lot of customizations to it, you may have run into a problem like you did. But typically, you would be able to change fairly easily the layout or the design of your site just because WordPress or the other blogging software is already pre-configured to know how to do that stuff. And you can, obviously, you can, if you want to spend time learning how to do all that, you can. And if you can find someone either local or through other networking means to find someone who knows is an expert in that stuff, they can set that up, and maybe might be an inexpensive investment to do that.
You can kind of look at it this way, Bruce. You can put either sweat equity into it. You can do it yourself and learn how to do it, or you can pay money to do it. It's just like mowing your grass. The guy that professionally mows your grass, he can come there in 15 minutes and have it done and out the door. And for me, it takes me like an hour and a half, 2 hours, and that doesn't even include getting the mower out and then cleaning the mower off by time and put it away. So I've got like 2.5-3 hours. What could I have accomplished in that amount of time to learn how to do a website or whatever? So the hours and hours and hours it would take you to learn how to do this thing. Sometimes it's better to maybe find somebody that can help you, whether it's locally or online or something like that, to build a website, because that money you have spent, you could be using your own personal talents in a better, more effective way, right?
Yeah, exactly. And again, if you want to learn it, you can learn it. And it don't want to frighten anyone, but it doesn't take a lot of knowledge to learn the basics of WordPress. You can simply get a basic theme. I'd like you just mentioned, make sure it's probably mobile ready, and buy yourself a domain name, and get hook up with a hosting environment. And you could easily do this in probably an hour or 2 hours. Get your website up and running and get a few posts up there and get the proper links back to the AMSOIL shopping cart without any real big effort or knowledge of WordPress, and just get yourself as a presence on the internet. And like I said, if you need to want to invest some more time to learn it, you can go ahead and do that. If you don't have the time, but you have the resources, then you can find an expert to help you out and get you started, get the ball rolling. Because once you get the expert on side and are on board with you, and you tell them what you're looking for and what you want to do, you know, they could do all the heavy lead work on initially getting everything set up and the way it looks properly, and they can help you design it, you know, the layout, and then after that you would just take over the maintenance and updating of the content, because they would have already taken care of the actual, say, I'll call design and or navigation of the website already for you.
So I think we could probably make an analogy. Let's do it this way. Many of us on here are car people, and you look at a classic car. There's two types of people that have classic cars. There's the people that have the ones that just look wonderful. They're from the ground up. They've been restored, pristine looking. They're just beautiful. And then there's people that have what they call a rat. A rat has an engine and drivetrain that is super duper, but the rest of the car looks like crap. So the WordPress could be thinking as the engine. That's what drives the site is the engine. Maybe your site wouldn't look so good, but it's the content that you add to your website. There's two parts to your website. It's how it looks and feels, and then there's also the content, the information that's on the website that makes people want to read it or go to it or click on it or whatever. It's the information that you're providing to the prospective customer, correct?
Right.
So you could have a upload a WordPress website, or you can have one of these, and it might not look the best right off the bat, but you could start adding content, information about AMSOIL, information about synthetic lubricants, information how to get started with AMSOIL with you or byproducts or what have you. You could add this information, and the website might not be the way you want it right away, but then down the road you could either do it yourself or pay somebody to come and just like the person that builds a classic car, they might not be the best painter in the world, so they're going to pay somebody to paint the car. They might not be the best engine builder in the world, so they might go and pay somebody to build the engine. So you might find these little experts in each little area that's going to help you out, but you're the person adding the content, which is you're the expert about AMSOIL, you're the expert about synthetic lubrication. That's what you should focus on. And all these other little things, you could have somebody maybe help you out going forward, but I believe content is probably the key, isn't it?
Yeah, content's the key, and you know, the good thing about being an AMSOIL dealer and you know, working with AMSOIL is there's a lot of content that's already out there. I mean, you can simply, you know, take the content from the AMSOIL magazine. You know, every month AMSOIL, you know, puts new information on the center line in the dealer zone area. You know, you could, and if, you know. And of course, a lot of other dealers do that. So you may need to maybe make it a little more specific, either to a particular product or market segment. And then, you know, as far as content goes, if you find something interesting about you know, a particular car or equipment or industry trend, you might want to talk about that you have a little bit of knowledge of and or done a little research on. And then at the end of it, you know, tag on, you know, AMSOIL as a solution for that particular problem. That way, you're creating kind of unique content for the for your website. And like I said before, you know, once you put that on the internet, it's on there for almost forever. You know, unless you take it down, and it's working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And like you just mentioned, also, you could easily get a basic WordPress theme, put some general information about your business and some of the AMSOIL products that you're specialized in or have familiar knowledge with. And then later on, you know, talk with someone else who has a little more, I'll call it an expert, and have them reconfigure it to for a proper navigation and, you know, proper information flow. But what the content that you already created isn't going to be lost. That's another thing, is once you put it on there, and particularly in a WordPress blog, the only way that it would ever go away is if you deleted it. So if you create something a year ago and so, I want to change how my navigation is set up, you know, or how my layout is in my particular WordPress blog. And the other ones work just as the same. You put a different theme on there, but your content's not going to be gone, you know, that you worked, you know, very hard on. But the navigation or the theme or layout of it, and you can change that, you know, anytime that you have an idea that you want to change on that type of stuff. Oh, one
yeah,
other thing,
exactly.
Michael, just to, you know, to clarify for people, you know, in your group. You know, you've hooked up with a company that does a lot of WordPress themes. I think they're called Genesis. Is that the name of them?
The company is Studio Press. So it's WordPress is what the whole entire software is, but Studio Press. So you can go to www.studiopress.com, and they make basically they turn a Chevrolet into a Cadillac for you is what they do. So they take the basic WordPress, which is your Chevrolet, and then they add on different bells and whistles and make it look better, make it function better, make it SEO friendly, make it mobile friendly, and all this other stuff. And then they sell these, they call them themes that make them look, and run better than what is the standard WordPress would do. So it's called studiopress.com. And, back when I was working on my own website, instead of just buying one theme and buying the base bones thing, I said, I had gotten a discount where I could spend a little bit extra money and then get all of the themes for free. And so now I'm basically have the WordPress developers pack that I could be able to provide for dealers on our team that would like to have these higher level themes. I could provide that to you because I do have the updates forever and ever and ever. I'd be glad to do that for anybody that is an Anzuil dealer on the Sparks team. I could help you out with that. I'm not into posting. I'm not into developing websites, but I do have access to all of the Studio Press. So you can go to studiopress.com, look at them, whatever. It's like, oh, yeah, that's great. I want to do that. Then contact me, and I will be glad to help you out on getting your Anzuil Studio Press theme up and rolling. So sound good?
Yeah, I took advantage of that, Michael. A few months ago myself, and finally revamped my website because I had, like I said before, I had my static HTML website up and running, and I actually had not updated it for maybe a year or two because it just got so big, and the changes that needed to be made, I knew it was going to take a lot of effort to change everything. So, you know, I went with the WordPress theme or blog, and, you know, we'll every week, every few days, put some kind of content up. And the nice thing about the WordPress also is you can say you're really focused and you've got a lot of things on your mind, say, and you want to get a bunch of content on your WordPress theme or your blog, I mean. So you could write a blog post or content, and then you can save it to publish at a particular date. Say, all right, I really buckled down on a Friday night or Saturday night or whatever day, got like four different blog posts about different products and different equipment and how Anzuil can solve their solutions that they may have issues with. And I can space those out. I can say, I want this one to go on Monday at 2:00 in the afternoon. I want this other blog post to go in two more weeks. You know, you could easily punch out a lot of content, but not publish it all at once, you know, because you want to have it kind of a steady stream of content that people will come back or the search engines will find over time. And that's one nice part about having the WordPress blog is being able to be able to publish at a different or schedule the publication of a different post at different times.
And that's a true thing. When you're in a creative mode or you're in a mode where you're working on one single thing, you're more efficient that way than trying to do it spaced out. You say, well, I can take a Saturday afternoon and I can create four blog posts in 2 hours however much you want. You could probably do 10 blog posts in 2 hours. I don't know however good of a writer you are or information, but when I get into a zone, when I get into that creative zone where I want to write, I can usually do a couple of two or three blog posts, and they might be on different products. So maybe I want to write one on Gear Lube, maybe I want to write one on the new V-Twin Oil, maybe I want to write on the 040, maybe I want to write one on Grease. So I've got this in my mind, I want to do it. I can create them all on one Saturday afternoon, and I don't have to publish them all at the same time. I can do one right away, and then I can choose another one next Friday. I can do it for the next month. So you might only have to really work on your website one Saturday afternoon, and that's good for the whole entire month. That's pretty effective efficient work there. And for people that are Anzuil dealers that say, well, I don't have time, You know, maybe when the kids go to bed at 9 o'clock at night, you want to bang out two words, you know, instead of watching the crap on TV and all this negative stuff, do something for yourself, create yourself a couple blog posts. AMSL has all the content. They have so much wonderful information about all of our products. All you have to do is take some of that information, take some of your own personal thoughts, add to it, put a couple links that go to AMSL so the person can buy that product that they're interested in, and publish that, and it will go out onto the internet, and people that find it will then click on it, no matter if it's next week, next year, 3 years from now, 10 years from now. That information, what, you know, what they say, you know, what happens on the internet stays on the internet, or what happens on Facebook stays on Facebook. It's on there forever, you know. So really adding that stuff to your website and putting it out there is really important, I believe, and will definitely get you future business without you having to be there to be ready to take the order, as they say. You don't even have to answer the phone or anything. Somebody's going to order the stuff right off your website, right?
Yeah, that's the beauty about the internet. And the other thing is, you're able to reach customers all over the U.S. and Canada. And, of course, you will get international people looking at it. This kind of skew your statistics. But, someone in the U.S. or Canada may be searching for something, and whatever crazy phrase they put on their search engine, you know, it may be in your blog post, and they may, you know, pop up in the rankings there, and they may click on it and then read your post and decide they want more information about pricing, and be able to link back to the AMSL shopping cart area. And, of course, that's all tracked so that leads that come from your website go to AMSL.com, and it, the AMSL will keep track of those referrals. And should they make a purchase or request more information, then become a lead. Otherwise, they will become a customer of yours.
Yeah, exactly. Speaking of referrals, Bruce, I want to talk real quick about the AMSL website referrals report. I know you use that a little bit with your own business. You want to talk a little bit about that? It's in the AMSL dealer zone. If you're an AMSL dealer, you click on you log into the dealer zone, you click on reports, and then you click on website referrals, and that will give you a PDF report of all the referrals that have that AMSL has received that came from your ZO number. So no matter where you put your ZO number, and you have to know how to attach your ZO number to a link or a website, and you can learn how to do that by going to My Business and then click on My Dealer Website, and then link your site, and then link your site to AMSL.com. So I'll put some information in the show notes on there. But you can basically link your ZO number to any AMSL page in existence with just some real quick, easy little codes on the link, which is basically ZO equals and your dealer number minus 513-524. You're welcome to use that. Anybody listening, it's ZO equals 513-524. You can use that, and I'd be glad to take some referrals from you. But figure out how to do it on your own website, your own ZO number, and then you can look at this referrals report. And you want to talk about that little real quick, Bruce?
Yeah, the referrals report, the one you were talking about, Michael, is designed to show referrals from your website to the AMSL.com website and the particular area that they go to. I'm looking at mine right now, actually. Well, it's broken down in two areas here. There's the referrals for month to date, and then they have a section for the total referrals for the year. And for this month, where we're here 13 days in the month so far, my number one link, domain name into AMSL.com is to the catalog area. And the second one is the filtration area. And then the third one is shop. It says shop by product. They're probably somewhere into the shopping cart area. But it lists each page or which area into the AMSL.com area that they go into. And so you can use this to say, all right, it'll track like what type of products people are going to look at, or market segments they're going to look at, and maybe if you see a lot of people going to the motorcycle area, you may want to focus more on posting motorcycle content. Or if you notice, say, no one's going to Signature Series motor oils. Maybe I ought to get more content on my site because I need to get more people buying that or looking at that stuff. You can also look at this report to say, listen, it's is the content that I'm creating, is it being fruitful? And I'm looking on here, probably I'm looking at my report, maybe number 12 or 15 on the list is it's going to the dirt bike oils. In this particular case, there's seven people have clicked on the 10W50 dirt bike oil. So that was a blog post I created, maybe a month ago or something like that. I'm talking about the dirt bike oils, and I put the new products that came out, so I put that oil in. So it's nice to see that someone's been clicking on that over the last few days. The other report that's on there is, let me get back to the right page, is the customer leads from website. That one is a little bit different, and it'll show someone who's, again, going for your website to the AMZO.com website, but they have either bought something or requested information, a catalog or dealer information or retail on a shelf account information, et cetera. And it'll tell you, like, when they came on there, when they bought the product, what page they clicked on, to buy the particular product, et cetera. And sometimes there'll be leads on there for someone who may have come on to the website, that came from your website, but you may not get an order out of them. And the reason I was told many years ago about that is because they're an existing customer. If someone came on there and went to, the two-cycle oil section from your website, but may have not purchased anything, it doesn't show up in the report. It's because they may have gone from your website to the AMZO.com website, but they're already an existing customer. Another dealer is already servicing them. So it's kind of interesting, the fact that that your website and your content that you're producing in your website is effective in reaching out to find those customers, but someone, he's already ordered something in the past and won't qualify as a customer for it.
Exactly. And one thing I want to add there, that customer leads from your website report, those are people that actually, they came from a link that you created. They went to AMZO, they added products to their shopping cart, and there's two reasons. Either the first reason is they're already an existing AMZO customer, and AMZO had to credit the servicing dealer for that. So they showed up, but you didn't get credit for it. Or number two, if they didn't purchase any products, which means they went to the shopping cart and then they didn't purchase products. So they add products to the shopping cart, they create an account, which means they put their name, address, and all that stuff, but they did not buy the products. I'm looking at mine right now. I've got from 314 to 413, so in the last 30 days I have five total records. I've got one person that was the referring link was the 5W50 synthetic motor oil. That was the link that I got, and this person, her name is Jennifer Cousteau, like Jacques Cousteau, actually purchased $135.77. I've got another one that linked from AMZOIL and my business opportunity page. They purchased $23.64. And I've got another one that linked from a blog post that I made in 2011, of July of 2011. I wrote an article on high zinc oil with AMZOIL. This person, David Reynolds, purchased $145.45. Back on March 25th. So that's how that customer leads from your website works. And then the other one, the first one Bruce was talking about, the referrals from your website. And you have to remember that it's going to take numerous hits to your website for a person. It's just like any kind of sales. If you're going to go and you're going to talk to 10 people, you might get one or two customers. If you're going to get 10 hits to your website or 20 hits from your website, you might get one. You're not going to get a customer off of every hit that you get. That's just not the way it works. But
the conversion ratio. I don't know what the conversion ratio is for general sales and the internet, but it's really pretty low. But so when you look at those reports, what you got to focus on is, yes, people are on your website, they found it somehow, and you are driving traffic to it. and you know, maybe they bookmarked it. You know, maybe they'll come back in the future. But the conversion rate, you know, we'll admit it's kind of low, but that's just the nature of internet sales. You know, you and I, we all do the same thing. You know, we find something online, we go look at it, check out the price, read about it, go find, you know, is that the best price on the internet? Well, maybe go find somewhere else to look at it. You just keep on doing it. You know, I always tell the story, Michael, how I found you. I don't know how I found you exactly. I remember one day I was on the internet looking around for AMSOIL or motor oils. And, you know, you may have been the third person I looked at, and I found your contact page and said, all right, I've got to get some more information, and I contacted you, you know. You know, it just happened to me. I lucked out and met you. You know, it could have easily been someone else. But, you know, it does take a while to drive the traffic through, but, if you don't drive traffic, you're not getting any sales. If you don't create the blog posts, you won't get any internet sales. You know, it's just one facet of the AMSOIL business that you can easily work on to drive traffic and eventually increase your sales. Is by having an internet presence like that.
Exactly. Yeah. And Bruce, don't ever think. I honestly feel lucky that you did find me. So whatever stars are in the cards, or whatever cards are in the stars, I'm definitely glad you did find me, Bruce. So I appreciate everything you've done in your AMSOIL business. If you're listening, Bruce is a AMSOIL direct jobber, and he will be at the AMSOIL DJ convention this year, so you can go up and meet Bruce, and he's a great guy. But talking about this 5W50 signature series, I actually wrote a blog post on that back in January, and my referrals month to date is 13. So I've had 13 clicks that went through my website to the 5W50 signature series 100% motor oil, synthetic motor oil, year to date. My number one referring for this month, it's like you say, the 13th, I've had 56 people click on the Severe Gear 7590. So I don't know why that's so popular, but people are definitely interested in Severe Gear 7590. If you go look at year to date, I think it's really interesting. And I've asked AMSOIL why I've had so many hits to the retail and commercial application. This far year to date, I have 3,666 clicks on the retail or commercial application. So get out there and promote your website, and that's how you get these things found. I appreciate your help on this tonight, Bruce. I know you're a little bit internet savvy, and I know I appreciate working on the WordPress with you. I think it works. I think WordPress is the way to go. You can learn this stuff on your own, or you can pay somebody to do it, but I definitely think it's worth it if you really want to build your AMSOIL website. And just think about dealers that jump on this new Google update will certainly gain from an advantage over other dealers who do not have mobile-friendly websites. How do you know if you have a mobile-friendly website? And what does Google consider to be a mobile-friendly website? Here's a list of criteria. A mobile-friendly website avoids software that is not common on mobile devices like Flash. So if you have a lot of Flash in your website, Google's going to dock you. If you have a site that uses text that is readable without zooming, which means when you click on a website from your mobile device, it's easy to read. A mobile site sizes its content to the screen size so users don't have to scroll horizontally or zoom or, a picture that just takes up the whole thing, you kind of have to make it smaller or whatever. And then a mobile-friendly website places links far enough apart so that the correct one can be easily tapped. Remember, when you're making content, don't put a bunch of links in succession with each other. It's hard for big fat fingers like mine to click on little tiny links. So put one link and then put a bunch of either content or information. And actually they said pictures are great to link with because people can click on a picture really easy with their phone or their tablet. So, and then if all this applies to your site, has a mobile-friendly label, and it's most likely to be found in the future. If you're not sure if it applies, you can take a mobile-friendly testing tool. And you can go, I'm going to link to this in the show notes for tonight. You can go to google.com/webmasterstools mobile friendly, and you can take a test. You can put your website link in there, and it will tell you if your website is mobile friendly or not. So with that, everybody, I appreciate it. Don't forget, if you like these calls or you have a question, or just a comment, just leave a comment on the episode for the show. Questions on the site will be answered within 24 hours. It's my goal to help all dealers, whether you're in our team or not. And when a dealer asks a question, it helps everybody because more than one person probably has that question. Remember, there's no dumb questions, only the one that isn't asked. And hope everybody has a great night. Thanks again, Bruce, for getting on the call tonight with me. I appreciate that. And get out there and make some Amsoil happen. Good night, everyone.
Michael.
Carol.
Conference this week?
Yeah. Oh, let's let me turn off mute. Oh, everybody, I didn't disconnect everybody. Let's hold on a second. So anyhow, Carol Bell is having her Bell teleconference this week, and that's Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Time, Thursday the 16th. It's the same number you called in here. There's going to be a great call this Thursday with Carol Bell and her team. We're part of the Bell team, so be sure to listen in. And we'll also record that so you can listen to it on the website. So thank you, Carol. Appreciate it. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night, guys.
Good night,
appreciate
Michael.
It. Thanks. Thanks, Derek.
Great call.
Hey, great. Get on the internet. Sell some Amsoil.
I'm going to be there. what was that template thing you were talking about?